bite of banana nut loaf.
With laundry detergent?
With laundry detergent, sprinkled on top.
That's delicious.
It was fantastic.
State your name and state your business.
I'm Jake White. I am a senior here at the University of Tennessee, and I am going to be talking today about the growing phenomenon of Bandcamp and bedroom pop.
Thank you.
This is Flipside. Todd Steed along with Jake White, who's a student here at the University of Tennessee. You may have seen it. It's that big college campus off Cumberland Avenue. Tell us, what was that first piece of music that we heard?
That song was I Want Wind to Blow off of The Glow Part 2 by The Microphones. That record, The Glow Part 2, came out, I have it in my notes here, September 25th, 2001, on K Records, which is a record label based out of Olympia, Washington. Very small, very, I wouldn't use the word obscure. They eventually picked up bigger things like Bikini Kill and picked up some Lou Barlow stuff and things like that. But at this very time in 2001, this was the biggest thing they had going for them, was The Microphones. And Phil Elverum, who was the lead in The Microphones, didn't want to take a lot of credit for that. And so after this record, I mean, you were talking about this before, he laid kind of low for a minute, changed his name. He now goes by Mount Erie. Still puts out music, put out a record called The Sauna last year? I think last year in 2015. Fantastic record. He's still making really cool music. It's a lot more avant-garde, a little more weird. He uses a lot of organs and stuff now, but it's all done in a, you know, in a room, in a bedroom, I guess.
And hence the name Bedroom Pop.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of intriguing to me. So I guess this is part of the evolution of technology, where you don't have to go on your hands and knees begging for a label to put you in a $1,000 a day studio.
And no studio time.
You just do it at home. Or he did this in a cabin, right?
He did this. Yeah, in his home. Yeah, which happened to be. He kept the noises that are sort of, and this is sort of a big deal now. There's plenty of bands like a band called Godspeed who did this. There's a couple like sort of like noise rock bands who do this too, but there's a lot of folky people who do this, like The Microphones, where like when they're recording, they'll put down like a room mic, and the room mic will collect noises from like, you know, the wind blowing outside, or like, you know, maybe a siren or something like that, and that stays on the record. They don't really like take that out. It's sort of like the appeal of it. It's very much telling that like this was made, you know, by myself
under the influence of freedom.
Yeah, the DIY ethic. If you can do it yourself, you do it yourself.
And for people that have just tuned in, this is Flipside. Todd Steed here with Jake White. And we're talking about Bandcamp and Bedroom Pop. And Bandcamp is basically a platform, a website, where an artist can go in. It doesn't have to be an artist. It could be someone who just makes sounds. Well, that's an artist. That's maybe more so an artist. I'm going to recut that whole statement. Maybe not. Now you can see my creative process. So a person goes to this site and they upload their music for free. It doesn't cost anything to actually upload it. Mm-hmm. And you can put in your own artwork, and you're in charge of making the record sound how it sounds. And then anybody can go and either stream it or buy it. If the artist sells it, they get like, they give them Bandcamp, you know, 15 cents out of the dollar, something like that.
A portion of the money. Probably not the best portion, but a portion. Bandcamp. Obviously, Phil Elverum and The Microphones were not, I say Phil Elverum and The Microphones, Phil Elverum is The Microphones, but it's just one guy, wasn't putting his stuff out on Bandcamp. Bandcamp did not exist in 2001, but the next three artists that I have for today all found their fame on Bandcamp. And Bandcamp now is something, you know, me and my friends constantly will go on the Bandcamp and just surf, just look for stuff, look for tags. So you have like tags, it sort of works like a hashtag on Twitter, where you search the hashtag, like for example, like if I wanted, you know, if it was 2001 and Bandcamp existed and I wanted to find The Microphones, I would look up, you know, maybe the hashtag Washington, or maybe the hashtag or the tag. It's not necessarily a hashtag, but the tag like folk, or the
ambient ambient folk.
Yeah. That'd
something
be perfect.
Like that.
Yeah. And then a million other people, I would find The Microphones. And that's sort of how I found so much of the music I listen to now.
So, Jake, I'm deeming you the representative of all young people and how they think and feel.
Wow.
Congratulations.
It feels great.
This is a whole different method of finding music. When I was in my music exploring stages as a teenager, I would go into the record store, and the cool record store employee would size me up and decide if I was cool enough to like whatever. And that's kind of how I found out about, you know, various things.
Absolutely. And I won't say that process hasn't died. There's definitely, I still walk in the record stores, you know, see album artwork that I'm like, oh, this just looks cool. but the difference is I don't spend that, you know, $15 on the record right there. I usually take a picture of it or pull up my phone and listen to it right there. But the process of finding music now is all based off the internet. You've got, of course, publications like The Fader and Pitchfork and things like that, which are like very simple ways to find new music. But Bandcamp and like SoundCloud and things like that are sort of like the last frontier of finding music, I guess. It's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, and you don't even have to, and I guess you don't even have to go to Pitchfork or Brooklyn Vegan or anybody if you don't want to, because no. The tastemakers are you.
Yeah, you become the tastemaker. It's all, the whole theme of this all is do it yourself, I guess, and you make your own taste. And granted, a lot of the times, like, you know, I can go on the Bandcamp and look and be like, oh, this thing on Bandcamp got downloaded, you know, 1,000 times today. I'll at least check it out. And that's been the case for a lot of artists too, where like, you know, I'll see, or someone will see, like, oh, this artist got played or got downloaded like, you know, 20 times in the past like hour. Like, I should probably check it out.
What's next? What do you got next? I can't wait to hear what
we have next. This is actually personally one of my favorite artists on this playlist. This guy is also I have written in my notes, Bandcamp God. This is one of these people that...
oh, there are various levels of
in
power.
In a sense, yeah. Yeah, it's very... it's, you know, people latch on to some of these artists. And like I said earlier, you know, you don't... When you first start listening to these people, there's no press photos, there's no interviews, there's no anything. There's hardly live footage of them even playing at, like, some bar in their town. Like, you know...
They may have never played live.
Yeah, they may have never played live. It's just such an easy way to romanticize these people through the internet without actually knowing who they are. And now I can, you know, if I look at a band, I find a band I really like, I can go and be like, oh, I want to see their live videos, I want to see interviews, and I can find out that, like, oh, they're not, you know, they're not that nice of people or something like that. Like, with these people, you can romanticize, and that's why they become sort of this, like, mythical being, this sort of, like, thing through the internet, I guess. But now this guy has gained a lot of fame over the past, like, 3 or 4 years. And now actually signed his first, like, big label deal with Domino Records. And he was putting stuff out by himself and with Orchid Tapes, who is a label I will probably talk about a lot. They put out the vast majority of bedroom pop in 2016. It's sort of like their deal is putting out bedroom pop. But Alex G is his name. The song I'm going to play is Sarah. This is actually a bonus track off the album Trick that came out in 2015 in April. Yeah, Alex is from Philly. He's only 23 years old, and all this is recorded again in a bedroom. Thank you.
That was Sarah by Alex G., an example of bedroom pop, chosen by Jake White, our guest here on Flipside. And I guess these people record these records on tiny little laptops using, I don't know, Logic or Reaper or something like that.
Yeah, almost anything. You've got GarageBand, you've got a couple other ones. Yeah,
yeah. People have made albums on GarageBand, right?
Oh, yeah. Grimes, actually, who she is, indie rock's, you know, princess right now. She's everywhere. She's in car commercials. She's everywhere now. But her first album was made in her, like, literally, she talks about how she made it in her bedroom, sitting on her bed on GarageBand, released it. Becomes a huge hit. Her album a couple years ago, Visions, that I think came out in 2011 or 2012. I have friends who believe that album's artwork is going to be the next, like, Joy Division album artwork, where it's going to be on t-shirts and, you know, going to be everywhere and sort of be kind of like an icon for indie rock of this era. And so, and that was all made on GarageBand. So.
Yeah, and whenever I hear someone who's made just a brilliant record using GarageBand, which is, if you're not familiar, GarageBand is sort of the very simple recording software that comes with Mac computers. It's not sophisticated. It's like as basic as you can get. And like St. Vincent made all of her demo tapes for her first record on GarageBand, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I hear that stuff, it's the same way I felt when Obama was elected president. Because we're the same almost exact same age to the day. And I just like, wow, look what he did with his time. And that's what I feel when I sometimes hear someone make a record like that on GarageBand. I'm like, wow, you know, I actually got Logic and twice as many mics, yet their record sounds a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, talking about age and stuff like that, all these guys, these next couple artists that I'm going to play are 22 years old, 23 years old, 19. You know, and so, it definitely makes you feel a little, but it's, you know, the DIY thing. They have these things available to them. That's what they can do. And
it's good.
You work with what you can work with, and, you know, sometimes you end up making, you know, nothing. You end up making something that's not, no one's going to listen to but yourself and your parents or something. But, like, sometimes you make something that's going to be, you know, all over the internet forever is going to be, you know.
Yeah. I guess my philosophical take on it is that If someone were to make a record that was just for them and maybe even their parents didn't like it, even though they said they did, it's even enough. You know, I think it's even enough if, like, because how many kids, you know, you go back to the 70s, how many kids made records by the time they were 19 in the 70s? You know, 8 out of your high school may have been able to, and maybe one or none did. And so now anybody wants to make a record can make a record.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it's just for them, it's like, you do a painting and you rip it up. It doesn't matter. It's like, I did something.
Yeah.
I have the tools.
Art can very much so just be for yourself. You know, there's people here, I know.
It's therapy.
Well, people put out, and they put this, there's a couple of local artists, Moxon Cowboy and Trey Boyd, who are these local artists who, like, they talk about when they first started making music, they would make music, but they would just put it on the internet to archive it. Like, they wouldn't, just to have, because they didn't have space on their computer, so they put it on Bandcamp to archive it, and then somebody finds it. Because it's, you know, it's hard to hide things on the internet, you know.
Yeah.
And so hiding your music, hiding your art on the internet isn't easy, I guess, but they put it up there just to archive it, just to have it. Not, you know, they weren't putting it out there on the internet, like, just playing it.
They weren't sending it. They weren't sending anyone to it, just saying,
no.
Well, I'll lose. Yeah, I can see the mindset, because I have the same thing. It's like, oh, if I put this on in a drive somewhere, it'll get erased.
Crashes or, you know.
Yeah, I'll put it on YouTube and just not tell anybody.
Yeah.
And if it sucks, I'll still know where it is in case I want to, like, rob the chorus or something for a better song.
No, absolutely. But, yeah, then some people find it. People run into it. People, you know, you get asked to play shows all of a sudden for no reason, and you haven't played a show ever. But, like, people think you have because they found your music. And, you know, and that's sort of the joy of all this, I guess. And how all these artists got big is just someone found their music. You know, sometimes someone important found their music. And then the fame started building from there. The fame, I said, you know, in air quotes.
Yeah.
Some of these people aren't that famous, but.
Well, what do you got next?
Up next is probably the most known at this point, the one who has gotten the biggest. His name is Carsey Kedres. Real name is Will Toledo. Will Toledo is from Leesburg, Virginia. He started releasing music, I guess, when he was like 16. I don't even know how long ago that was now, but this record specifically, it's called Twin Fantasy, and the album artwork for it is sort of like, we talked about before the show, Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yep.
The album artwork for Neutral Milk Hotel is, In the Airplane Over the Sea, it's probably like one of the most famous album artwork at this point ever. Like it's, you know, you see it, you immediately know what it is. This is very much so the next Neutral Milk Hotel, this album artwork for Twin Fantasy.
I guess one of my worries when music started shifting away from a more of a physical product, even though that still exists, but it's shifting more to a virtual product, I was really worried about the loss of the album art, you know, because that's one of my, to me, it's almost, it's essential, you
Absolutely.
Know, to have a visual to go along with it. And the cool thing about being a bedroom artist, whether it's visual or audio or whatever, is you can take your time and, you know, if you want to spend a month just tweaking one little sound or retooling a vocal, you can do it. You can take as long as you want.
No, absolutely. And Will talks about that. Will Toledo of Car Seat Headrest talks about that a lot. Of like, there's songs that, on his newest record, Teens of Denial, that just came out on Matador Records. But in interviews, when he talks about that record, he's like, a lot of those songs I've been writing for 6 years, 7 years. But like, no one was forcing me to put them out. No one asked me to put them out. I could put them out when I wanted to. I could put them out on Bandcamp when I wanted to. There was no record label breathing down my throat or breathing down my back. There was no, you know, no one. I could do whatever I wanted. I could write these songs wherever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I could put them out whenever I wanted. The name, we were talking about this during the last song, but the name Car Seat Headrest actually comes, he recorded vocals in the backseat of his car because he thought so he could do whatever he really wanted. He had sort of like a freedom, sort of had that liberty. He also had the ability to do it himself, and so he did it himself.
And there's one missing piece that I should add in here to all you people at home following along, getting ready to launch your Bandcamp careers. And I say this from experience, you can spend 6 months working on something and it could still really blow. But I digress. What's our next wonderful piece of music?
All right, this next song is Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest off his 2011 album Twin Fantasy.
Just ah 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 ah.
So Jake White is our guest on, I'm not going to use so because it sounds like Terry Gross. I may leave that in there too. Jake White, I'm actually going to definitely leave that in there. Jake White has been our guest on the Flip Side. Man, this has been fantastic. I love all this music. In a way, it kind of makes me feel like there's probably a million great songs to hear. It's just a matter of finding them and finding the time to listen to them.
Absolutely. Neither one of us will ever hear every artist on Bandcamp or every good artist on Bandcamp. That's stressful to think about. But coming from someone who really does want to hear it all. But at the same time, you know, it's comforting in a way as well, because I guess it's almost impossible that you'll never hear all of them. So, but yeah, there's a lot out there, and I think a lot of people should take advantage of Bandcamp and use it for what it is. It's just a place where anybody can, you know, whether it's archiving or whether it's not hopelessly, but maybe hopefully putting their music out there and having someone find it.
Well, then I guess we'd all better get started. Jake White, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to finish off a little Girl Pool before the world was big.
7:45 in the morning, I'm leaving my house. Trying not to think of all the ways this place has changed. Walked around my neighborhood 101 million, billion, trillion times. Every crack on the sidewalk below my feet. Green, black, and blue trash cans meet me after school. I just miss how it felt standing next to you, wearing matching dresses before the world was big. I just miss how it felt standing next to you, wearing matching dresses before the world was big.
You have been listening to the podcast version of Studio 865 Flipside. For more information on what we do here at WUOT2 and for much more on-demand audio, visit our website, WUOT.org. There's a Donate Now button on there. I'm not suggesting anything, but I just thought I'd mention it.